In the day's other news, the White House announced plans to expand access to rapid COVID-19 tests for use at home. The federal government is also doubling the number of pharmacies providing free testing. The president's COVID coordinator, Jeff Zients, says demand for tests is growing, even as new infections are falling.
Today's billion-dollar investment to further expand testing production puts us on track to quadruple the amount of at-home rapid tests available for Americans by December. So that means we'll have available supply of 200 million rapid at-home tests per month starting in December.
Also today, the Los Angeles City Council approved one of the country's strictest vaccine mandates. Starting next month, it requires proof of full vaccination for anyone entering indoor public spaces, including bars, gyms, restaurants, and sports arenas. Businesses argue that it will be unenforceable. There is word that some of the oil spill off Southern California is starting to break up naturally. A weekend pipeline leak off Huntington Beach spewed up to 126,000 gallons of heavy crude. The Coast Guard says it is being dispersed and pushed down the coast.
What we're seeing right now is the oil that's showing up on the shore and putting in place those protective strategies as a precaution ahead of oil continuing to move in a southerly direction and the oil that already has moved south from the original location of the oil spill.
Officials suspect that a ship's anchor may have damaged the pipeline. This year's Nobel Prize for Chemistry recognizes an environmentally friendly way to build molecules for commercial use with less hazardous waste. Scottish-born David McMillan, based at Princeton University, was honored today along with Benjamin List of Germany. Their discoveries are used in everything from medicines to pesticides. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today over letting a Guantanamo prison detainee question his former CIA contractors about torture. Abu Zubaydah was held at a CIA site in Poland after 9/11. A U.S. Senate report found that he was waterboarded more than 80 times. So far, the Trump and Biden administrations have blocked his requests. In the Philippines, the son and namesake of ex-dictator Ferdinand Marcos filed a run for president next May, triggering protests. Demonstrators burned effigies of both Marcos and current president Rodrigo Duterte, an ally. They accused the late President Marcos of human rights abuses and outright theft.
The Marcoses remain scot-free from jail. They haven't returned all the money that they got from the nation's coffers. And now they are making a comeback in the highest position in the land.
President Duterte is not running again, but his daughter is. Back in this country, the U.S. Housing and Urban Development Department moved today to prevent evictions from public housing. It follows the expiration of a nationwide moratorium on all evictions during the pandemic. The new rule calls for giving public housing tenants 30 days' notice. Meanwhile, the Education Department temporarily eased rules on forgiving student loan debt. It could benefit teachers, military members, and other public employees who already made 10 years of payments. Under existing rules, the program helped just 5,500 borrowers since 2007. On Wall Street today, stocks recovered somewhat as hopes rose for a debt ceiling deal in Washington. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 102 points to close at 34,417. The Nasdaq climbed 68 points. The S&P 500 added 17. And a bridge that became part of the classic Winnie the Pooh stories was put up for auction today. The so-called Pooh Sticks Bridge in southern England was built in 1907, replaced in 1999, has since been fully restored. Sealed bids were submitted in advance. Still to come on the NewsHour, some of the nation's largest pharmacies face lawsuits over their role in the opioid crisis. The ongoing war in Tigray, Ethiopia exacerbates widespread food shortages. How scientists are genetically modifying mosquitoes to combat the spread of deadly diseases, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.